The St. Lawrence Seaway closes to ocean traffic at the end of the month, while Great Lakes ships will keep going until the middle of next month. St. Lawrence Seaway Corporation Administrator Betty Sutton says even though cargo figures are down 6% through November, she says the Seaway traffic is making a year-end push.
We are still seeing a lot of activity in the Seaway and on the lakes as long as the weather holds out and they can keep moving in a safe, effective, efficient way. We will continue to see that movement right up until the final moment.
Sutton says one reason for the off year is less steel and iron ore demand from China. U.S. flagships are holding their own. Lake Carriers Association Vice President Glenn Neckvessel says numbers are up a bit, reflecting national trends.
The steel industry is not hitting on all cylinders, but the steel mills are running at a pretty good clip here. The construction industry in the Great Lakes Basin has not returned to pre-recession levels, but it is doing better. In general, the economy still has a ways to go, though, before we are really hitting on all cylinders again.
The largest Great Lakes port, Duluth Superior, is keeping pace with last year, while the Port of Milwaukee is having a strong year with tonnage up close to 40%. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.